And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 12th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of H.L. Mencken, Henry Louis Mencken, born Baltimore, 1880, who said, "I believe that a young journalist turned loose in a large city had more fun than any other man." So he wrote for the Baltimore Sun for years. Also 30 books, including his trilogy of memoirs, Happy Days, Newspaper Days, Heathen Days, and The American Language, a multi-volume study of spoken American English. H.L. Mencken, who said, "I am strong in favor of liberty and I hate fraud." And it was on this day in 490 B.C. the Battle of Marathon took place. Persians facing the Athenians across the plain of Marathon. The Athenians defeated them. It was a great victory for Greece and for Western civilization. And according to legend, a Greek messenger named Pheidippides ran the 25 miles from Marathon to Athens to bring news of the victory, collapsing and dying after he delivered it. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon, Three Songs at the End of Summer. First, a second crop of hay lies cut and turned. Five gleaming crows search and peck between the rows. They make a low, companionable squawk, and like midwives and undertakers possess a weird authority. Crickets leap from the stubble, parting before me like the Red Sea. The garden sprawls and spoils. Across the lake, the campers have learned to water ski. They have or they haven't. Sounds of the instructor's megaphone suffuse the hazy air. Relax, relax. Cloud shadows rush over drying hay, fences, dusty lane, and railroad ravine. The first yellowing fronds of goldenrod brighten the margins of the woods. School books, carpools, pleated skirts, water, silver still, and a V of geese. Second, the cicada's dry monotony breaks over me. The days are bright and free, bright and free. Then why did I cry today for an hour with my whole body the way babies cry? Third, a white, indifferent morning sky and a crow hectoring from its nest high in the hemlock, a nest as big as a laundry basket. In my childhood, I stood under a dripping oak while autumnal fog eddied around my feet, waiting for the school bus with a dread that took my breath away. The damp dirt road gave off the same complex organic scent. I had the new books, words, numbers, and operations with numbers I did not comprehend, and crayons unspoiled by use in a blue canvas satchel with red leather straps. Spruce, inadequate, and alien, I stood at the side of the road. It was the only life I had. Three Songs at the End of Summer by Jane Kenyon from her collected poems published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity. Brain training with over 50 challenging games, from scientists working with university researchers to push cognitive research forward. Learn more at lumosity.com. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.